This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has switched to emergency diesel generators after losing its external power supply for the seventh time since Russia's invasion. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The head of the UN nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, says in a tweet, "The nuclear safety situation at the plant is extremely vulnerable. We must agree to protect it now. This situation cannot continue." Grossi appeals for the area to be spared from the fighting between Ukrainian and Russian troops. IAEA staff are deployed at the plant, which is occupied by Russian forces. The plant's six nuclear reactors are protected by a reinforced shelter able to withstand hits, but a disruption in the electrical supply could disable cooling systems essential for the reactor's safety. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels Monday, and as expected, the war in Ukraine is high on the agenda, with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba scheduled to speak. Ahead of the meeting, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell told reporters the issue of supplying Ukraine with advanced fighter jets is likely to be discussed, and he praised U.S. President Joe Biden's expressing his support for supplying the fighters at the recent G7 summit in Japan.
That's a good thing coming out of the G7, that finally they decided to prepare the ground in order to provide Ukraine with the jet fighters they need. So I think that the training of the pilots has already started. This is the first thing to do. And I hope that soon we could provide Ukraine with this kind of arms.
Biden affirmed U.S. support for a joint effort with allied and partner nations to train Ukrainian pilots on fourth-generation fighter aircraft such as F-16s. But Ukraine has not yet received commitments from its Western allies to supply the advanced fighters. This is VOA News. The United States has signed a new security pact with Papua New Guinea as the U.S. continues to jostle with China for influence in the Pacific. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Papua New Guinea is strategically located, and its nearly 10 million people are the most among Pacific island nations. The State Department says the agreement will help improve security cooperation, enhance Papua New Guinea's defense capacity, and increase regional stability. But many in the Pacific are concerned about the increasing militarization. China warned against the introduction of what it called geopolitical games in the region before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived Monday. His visit coincides with a trip by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is meeting with Pacific leaders to discuss better cooperation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy Monday to discuss this debt ceiling as they rush to reach a bipartisan deal by June 1st to avoid triggering a default. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Biden told reporters upon his return to the White House from Japan that the call went well, and McCarthy struck a more positive tone on the issue on Sunday, despite no sign of a final agreement being hammered out.
What I'm looking at are where our differences are and how could we solve those. And I felt that part was productive. But look, there's no agreement. We're still apart. The agreement would be, let's get our teams back together so everybody clearly understands what we're talking about, what they're talking about.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reporting. The European Union has slapped the parent company of social media giant Facebook, Meta, with a record $1.3 billion privacy fine Monday and ordered it to stop transferring user data across the Atlantic by October, the latest round in a decades-long case sparked by U.S. cyber snooping fears. Ireland's Data Protection Commission handed down the fine as Meta's lead privacy regulator in the 27-nation bloc because Meta's European headquarters is based in Dublin. At a Brussels news briefing, EU spokesman Christian Wiggins said the EU and the United States signed a deal last year on a reworked set of rules for use of data that Meta could use. The pact is awaiting a decision from European officials on whether it can adequately protect data privacy.
So the safeguards that we have negotiated with the United States and that we're putting in place or planning to put in place with the adequacy decision address the issues that were specifically identified by the Court of Justice. And that also, in this case, led the authority, by the way, to adopt this decision.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.